If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more. If you're grateful to Allah, He will give you more.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for everything that you possess, be it your wealth, your health, your status, your intellect, your abilities in life, is very, very important. Indeed, acknowledging the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal is the starting point of the journey of being grateful in the court of Allah. If you don't start to appreciate, to understand, to comprehend, to accept the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that surround us, then you will not succeed in this journey being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the shaitan will lead you astray with his whispers and his false networks that he builds. If you are ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it doesn't make one iota worth of difference to the Creator Supreme in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Billions of people, 7 billion, 8 billion people are currently on the surface of the earth. Billions of people have already passed through this earth and lined their graves. Maybe billions more will come. If every single one of them, prostrated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, accepted everything that Allah Azza wa Jal said and spent a life in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, it would not make one iota worth of difference to the greatness and the amazing status of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the majesty and the honor of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And on the other front, if everybody that was ever created refused to prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and became ungrateful, it would not make one iota worth of difference to the kibriyai, to the majesty of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing. What gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal does is that it brings benefit to you. Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us that whoever is grateful, he is only grateful for the benefit of his own self. Surah Luqman, verse 12. So if we're grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it's not that Allah Azza wa Jal needs our gratefulness. No, he doesn't. But the being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal actually helps us. It helps me, it helps you. Why? Because by appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, we start to secure them. By thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, we then increase those blessings. And what is being grateful? It's basically acknowledging the gifts and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, attributing them not to yourself, not to your intellect, not to your skills, not to the environment, not to your family and friends. No. Attributing everything back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So when you get up in the morning and you're healthy and your body's strong and you go for a run or you go to the gym or you exercise or you're able to get up and go to work, rather than think, I've got a strong body, you think, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with a strong body. When you sit down to have breakfast, rather than thinking, I earn money, so therefore I put breakfast on the table and I can have a lavish breakfast, rather than that, thank Allah Azza wa Jal that not only has He given you the breakfast, which you might have been able to afford, but He's also given you the power to eat and digest it. Subhanallah. Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And then, being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, by acknowledging His blessings and ignoring the apparent means, truly brings you to the court of your Creator in a humble way. What you then do is you don't attribute the blessings that you have to your own intellect or skill, but simply see the intellect and the skill itself as a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, There are many people in the world who don't have that. And there are many people who have that, but still don't have the blessings. All of these things, and even the appreciation of wanting to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, is a gift from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam says, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal will gather His servants on the Day of Judgment and hold them accountable for the blessings given in this world. Now, everything that we've been gifted, we will be held accountable for. So, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam, radiallahu ta'ala, then cried and said, I hope that when a servant appears in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator Supreme will not be angry with the servant. This was the humble nature of the great companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was picturing himself standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, giving accountability for the very little they had. Today, we have every luxury of life, and yet we remain ignorant. We go into depression. We pretend that we've got nothing. We pretend that everybody is against us. We pretend that we've been deprived of everything. And this comes to what the shaitan said. And I will certainly approach them from in front of them, from behind them, from their right and from their left. And you will find most of them ungrateful. And this is what it is. Why? Because when we've got the blessings in this world, we don't appreciate them. When we are going to be stood on the plains of resurrection, and when we are being held accountable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we are truly going to feel embarrassed and shameful for denying and not appreciating these great blessings and these great gifts from Allah Azza wa Jal. There was a young man who spent his life worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And after he left this world, he was presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Creator Supreme ordered the angels to take him to the palaces of Jannah through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But this young man, feeling proud of the fact that he'd stayed away from a life of sin and spent his life purely in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, said, Ya Allah, I want to go to Jannah, but not through your mercy. I want you to be just. Exercise your great attribute of justice. I've spent my life worshipping you. I've not committed sins. Therefore, send me to Jannah through your justice rather than your mercy. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal again said to him, go to Jannah through my mercy. But he insisted. So Allah Azza wa Jal said to the angels, put all his deeds on one pan of the balance. And put the eye, one eye that we gifted him, on the other pan. When this was done, the eye was heavier than all his good deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered, take him to the fire of hell. Because all his deeds, all his great acts of worship, couldn't even repay in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for that one gift of the eye that Allah Azza wa Jal had granted him. It was then that the man came to his senses and realized that those who go to Jannah will go with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal surround us from head to toe, all of our deeds can't repay the Creator for even the smallest of blessings. Today, when we read Salah, we think, we've done something special. The reality is that you haven't even started. You could spend your life in prostration. You could spend your life in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. You could spend every moment of your, every breath in this life that you have, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet you could not repay the Creator for even a small proportion of the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you, let alone the millions that surround us that we can't even count. You know, Hazrat Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam would say that if every hair on my body had two tongues and each of those tongues continuously thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for his blessings, I would still not be able to thank you, Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Look at the insight that the Nabis of Allah Azza wa Jal have given us into being grateful. that every hair on my body had two tongues, and those two tongues continuously thanked Allah Azza wa Jal, I still would not be able to thank you for the blessings you have given me. And today, we read a salah, our mind is somewhere else, we're not concentrating, and yet we think, I've done a big thing, I've thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings that we have. No, you haven't. If you are in a life of obedience in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, the reality is that even that is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, because the guidance and the nur of hidayat, the nur of guidance, the light of guidance is only gifted to those that Allah Azza wa Jal loves. And so you are one of the blessed ones that Allah Azza wa Jal has gifted with this beautiful guidance and this beautiful intellect, which is guiding you on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the footsteps of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Abdullah rahmatullah alayhi says that when calamity falls upon man, he prays to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal relieves him of his difficulty. Then the shaitan comes and tries to prevent him from being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And by this, what he says is, actually, this wasn't a big problem. This wasn't a big calamity. It was easy to get out of it. It was simple, implying that you don't have to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This was nothing. Everybody has it. Everybody has these problems. They all get away with it. But then the true servant of Allah Azza wa Jal shuns the whispers of the shaitan and says, no, actually, I was in deep trouble. I was in great difficulty. And it was only my Lord Allah Azza wa Jal who truly prevented this calamity from me and diverted it away from me. Subhanallah. Remember, next time you're stuck, next time you're in difficulty and you're praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, when we're in difficulty, we always get the prayer mat out and we're praying. And when relief comes, we often forget. But try and do this and build the blessings that whenever relief comes, lay down the prayer mat and read 2 rakat, Salatul Shukr, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for averting this calamity. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala says that you can secure the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal by being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you've been blessed with a good house, if you've been blessed with a nice conveyance, if you've been blessed with obedient children, a good partner, if you've been blessed with a good job, if you've been blessed with respect and honor, and you've been blessed with a good position, then the way of securing that is by protecting your salah. The way to secure that is by protecting your adherence to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are ungrateful, then soon either these things could be taken away or they will become a test for you and create difficulties for you. For example, if you're disobedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, or you don't bring your children up in accordance with the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that very thing, all those very children that you thought was a great blessing will become the bane of your life. And they will make your life miserable. Why? Because you did not teach them the obedience of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt, is appreciating His ni'mat, His blessings and His gifts. But also, it's not just recitation with the tongue, Ya Allah, Tera Shukriya. That is great if it's done from the heart. But the real gratefulness comes in changing your life so that it is a life of the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when it comes to salah time, that is the time to be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you get up in the morning, before you do anything else, open the glorious Qur'an, read the Qur'an, read the translation, read the tafsir, even if it's only 3 ayats and it takes you 10 minutes, that is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you sit down to eat, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Eat in accordance with the sunnah way, that is being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you get up for Fajr, make sure that you wake your children up and stand them on the prayer mat next to you. That is being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When everybody else is sleeping and you get up and you drive to the mosque to read namaz and stand in the first row behind the imam, that is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When you're speaking and serving your parents and you're humble to them and you are nice to them and you talk in sweet words for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today, one of the problems is that we've changed this concept of being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla to simple lip service. Ya Allah, tera shukra. We say it in front of 10 people and we think that it really matters and we deceive ourselves. When it comes to namaz time and the muazzin is saying, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, then we turn away and we walk away. You are not being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In actual fact, the shaitan is deceiving you. Because what did he say? Then I will certainly approach them from in front of them, from behind them, from their right and from their left. And you will not find most of them grateful. Allahu Akbar. This is what the shaitan was saying. It was noted in the glorious Quran. And you, through your ungratefulness, by not acting upon the Quran and the Sunnah and being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, are directly fulfilling the mission of the shaitan. Thanking Allah Azza wa Jal upsets the shaitan. It secures your blessings. Hazrat Mutaraf bin Abdullah says, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal when in peace is better than being patient at the time of calamity. Now, what we do is we turn to Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of calamity. When we're in difficulty, the first thing we do is we try to solve the problem ourselves. If we can't solve it, we'll turn to our immediate family. If they can't solve it, we'll turn to somebody further afield. We'll turn to the ministers, we'll turn to the people in position, we'll turn to the lawyers, and we'll ask somebody to try and solve our problem. But when nobody else can solve it, after we've begged everybody else, we then turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. We lay down the prayer mat. We prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His help. We send durood wa salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We think of Medina. And then Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy knows no bounds. Allah Azza wa Jal then blesses us and takes away this calamity. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we become ignorant ways again. But the great Shaykh says, he says, the real test is this, that when there is no calamity, there's no difficulty, everything is peaceful, everything is blissful, at that stage, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. At that stage, being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. When money's coming in, you've got a comfortable lifestyle, rather than thinking, I have done this, thank Allah Azza wa Jal and say, Ya Allah, tera shukr. That is truly gratefulness. But not only thanking Allah Azza wa Jal with the tongue, but practically being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the shaitan does deceive some people. They think, yes, I'm being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you think that not praying salah, not praying your salah on time, not fasting, you think disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal at the same time goes in hand with being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then that is a foolish proposition. Why? Because you're making two opposites. They don't mix. You can't be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and disobedient to Him at the same time. It doesn't work. How can you be when you're ignoring the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, but yet you want to utilize and use His blessings? Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that despite our disobedience, Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't shower fire upon us, doesn't take away these blessings. But what these blessings then become is a severe test for you. So being patient and being at the time of calamity is a great, great thing. You know, when calamity befalls, be patient, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not saying don't do that. But when it's time when there is no calamity, there's nothing else. Everything's working out for you. You've got a nice family, you've got a nice job, you've got a comfortable lifestyle. And then in the middle of the night, you get up in the middle of the night. Everybody else is asleep. You do wudu, you lay down the prayer mat, and you prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you cry in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is truly being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is what the great Shaykh is referring to by being thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal at the time of peace and harmony. You know, in a hadith of Mubarakah narrated by Sayyidina Hasan Basri radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a man saying, "Ya Allah, I thank you for the blessing of Islam." And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Without doubt, you have thanked Allah Azza wa Jal for his blessing." So acknowledging and being obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is truly being grateful for his blessings. Today, we don't show gratitude for these things we have. If Allah Azza wa Jal has given you health, then true gratitude is to prostrate in his court. Today, if Allah Azza wa Jal has given you eyes, then true gratitude for those eyes is using them to read the Quran and read the Sunnah and act upon the blessings of the Quran and Sunnah. That is true use. Use your ears for the right thing. Use your intellect for the correct thing. Use these things in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is true success. And that is true gratefulness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There are four qualities. Whoever is given them has truly been given the best in this world and the next. And they are a grateful heart that is thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal, a remembering tongue that mentions Allah Azza wa Jal often, an enduring body that perseveres at the time of difficulty and trials, and fourth, a faithful wife." Subhanallah. So a heart which is constantly in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, constantly appreciating the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, constantly thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. And not only a heart that's thankful, but a tongue that is moist in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is continually reciting Durood As-Salam upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a body, when it's put into difficulty, it doesn't panic, it doesn't shout, it doesn't scream. No, what he says is that the time of bliss came from Allah Azza wa Jal. This test come from Allah Azza wa Jal. So he's patient through the trials and tribulations. Why? Because this life is a test. Subhanallah. Now, being grateful and patient in the time of difficulty is also a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything that happens to us happens for a reason. Allah Azza wa Jal does not burden any soul beyond its capacity. But Allah Azza wa Jal does test his servants and those he loves. Therefore, in the time of calamity and distress, what we do is first we will shout and scream and, you know, try everything and panic and everything else. And eventually, when we've got no other solution to our problems, we then turn and think, "I'll have to be patient." And then we say, "Okay, I have been patient." But the reality is that we haven't been patient. What we've done is we've panicked, then everything else, and now because we have no alternative, we're patient. But think about it this way. If a difficulty befalls you, if you're put into a trial, what is there that you can do other than be patient? Because only Allah Azza wa Jal can take away this calamity. Only Allah Azza wa Jal can cure your problem, your illness, your disease. Only Allah Azza wa Jal can provide a solution. Rather than asking one person, second person, third person for a solution, fourth person for a solution, and then eventually when nobody can help you, prostrating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, why don't you start from the beginning? Where are you going to end up eventually? Start there. As soon as a problem comes, a calamity comes, rather than go begging at the door of other people, why don't you lay the prayer mat down and begging the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and watch Allah Azza wa Jal solve all your problems and calamities. This is why the Shaykh said, "Wo ek sajda jise tu gira samajhta hai, hazar sajdon se deta hai insaan ko najat." Basically, you go around begging other people to help you. Why don't you prostrate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And that one prostration in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal will save you from begging all these people for their help. Why? Because if Allah Azza wa Jal wishes to help you, then nobody can harm you. So why don't you go straight to the Creator by being grateful to him? Remember that the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. You know, the people of the world, it's very difficult to please them. But when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jal, we can please Allah Azza wa Jal very easily. You know, the thing that really is a powerful weapon that we have is this. If you protect your salah, if you're obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then whatever you want, wake up in the middle of the night, pray tahajjud, cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, thank Him for His blessings, thank Him for everything He's given you. And then while you're doing that, whatever your needs are, if you want, you can ask Him. He's the Creator Supreme and the Provider of everything. But even if you didn't, this is the beauty of the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, who's Rahman al-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most merciful. That even if you don't ask Him, He still will fulfill all your needs and all your desires. And be a true grateful person in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. A sincere and humble grateful person. And remember Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings all the time. You know, those who are really appreciative, they say in our language that, you know, every step they take carefully. Why? Because they do not want to displease Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't want to be ungrateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't want to be disrespectful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't want to be ungrateful for all everything that they have received from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by being disobedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So always appreciate the blessings of Allah and always count them, always mention them. But not only mention them, protect your salah. Read the Quran. Act in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this is a high level of being grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us all obedient in His court and give us all this power to be grateful all our lives for all the blessings that we have. Ameen bi jahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If you're grateful to Allah, He will give